Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Welcome to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio, and tonight we're going to be reminiscing. You know, we've been on the air since 2006, and over the years we've had we've been very blessed that we've had some incredible guests from all different fields related to life after death, and we're going to be going over some of those shows and telling you how to find them. Tom and Melissa won't be able to join us for this month's edition of The Gathering, but we have Roman Karpyshka, who's guest hosted several shows, joining us in the discussion tonight. Welcome, Roman.
Thank you very much, Bob. Nice to hear you. Nice to hear you too, Fran.
Hey.
So we're gonna get rolling. First, Fran's gonna get us caught up to date. I know we have a big event coming up in New York in October. So.
Right, but I want to bring everybody up to date on everything. So the most important thing we want our listeners to really, really remember is that they should check the events page on the website regularly. We do send out emails when we have events, but sometimes they end up in spam folders or you forward them and somebody unsubscribes you. So just to make sure you're not missing out on anything, everything's on our events page at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And to let our listeners know about our free events that are coming up this month, on October 14th from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, that's 11 noon Pacific time, our Visionary Explorers group, it meets online, and this is a big anniversary for them, so check it out on Facebook. On October 28th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., the Afterlife Discussion Group in Miami, Florida, is meeting. And don't miss our new Afterlife Luncheon event, which will premiere on October 29th at the Hilton Long Island Huntington in Melville, New York, and will feature Forever Family Foundation certified medium Laura Lynn Jackson, author of The Light Between Us, and New York Times best-selling author and investigative journalist Leslie Kane, presenting evidence of an afterlife from her surviving death. Sales have been brisk, so don't miss your chance to grab one of those precious remaining seats before they are all gone. Our first annual Winter Grief Retreat in Fort Myers, Florida, is just the place you want to be this January 5th through 7th, 2018. Bring nature's sunshine into your day as you spend a meaningful weekend with like-minded people all open to transform their grief. The weekend is all-inclusive and features spirit communication with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Joseph Shield, Janet Nohavik, and Doreen Malloy, working alongside our other professionals and facilitators, including a return of the much-loved Dr. Mohanna. Like our summer retreat, it also includes a variety of activities and small breakout workshops, all designed to heal. Please keep in mind our no refund policy when making your reservations. Our Holidays Pass raffle is only 3 short months away. Win up to 5 medium readings with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Renata Santarelli, Renee Buck, Eliza Ray, Catherine Nadal, and Neil Zapowski. The drawing is set for December 23rd. Yep, that's just around the corner. So enter often, as winners are selected randomly by a computer program from consecutive numbers that are assigned when you enter. And please, please, please help us keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. It's on every single page. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that all other traditional not-for-profits enjoy. You can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, and great nonprofits. And if you have a business and would like to advertise on this show, please email us at businessmembership@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, back to you guys.
Okay, well, you know, so as I mentioned, we're going to go over some of the best guests that we've had over the last more than a decade. And, you know, if you wanted to take a course or learn about the afterlife, there's a wealth of information. You know, you can go on the Signs of Life Radio archives page, and there's a search engine there, and you could put in the name of a guest or a keyword, and the shows that that you're searching for will come up with links to the actual show, and you can listen to it. So if you're interested in a specific topic or a specific guest, it's a great way to get an education, because some of the people we've had have an abundance of knowledge, and some are more interesting than others, but we've had some stellar ones, you know, over the past 11 years. I don't know, Roman, how long you've been listening to the show, but I know that...
I've listened to every single episode, believe it or not.
Get out.
I have.
Really?
Good thing you've done with the, you know, with the archives. They're really well organized. And what I also really like about the archives on the website is not only are they in chronological order, but along with the guests, right there you have links that you can click on to buy their books. So it's a plethora of knowledge. It's great. Now, yeah. I have been on since about 2010 is when I found out about it, like April of 2010. And as a matter of fact, you know, I'll preempt you asking me what my favorite show was. And for me, that would have been the first show that I've ever listened to because that's what got me hooked. And yeah, seriously. And that was a show that you did on the 8th of April with Mellon Thomas Benedict. God rest his soul. He just passed away last March, I believe.
Yeah.
And just the conviction that he was talking with, you know, like he just had such conviction in his voice, and the way that he described his near-death experience and being taken and seen with a guide, like how everything works, and then coming back from his NDE and then coming up with all of these patents just because he understood how things work, it just blew my mind.
Yeah, I do remember that interview, and what was interesting, besides the you know, some of the classic things that near-death experiences talk about, what struck you, and I remember listening at the time, as you mentioned, he came back with knowledge from the other side that didn't dissipate. It stayed with him, and he used it, as you mentioned, for inventions and wisdom. He wrote a few books about it, so it was a pretty interesting guest. You know, as I was looking through the list, and actually, for all our listeners, that Roman did a wonderful Excel spreadsheet, and we saw just how many times each guest was on. You know, we had a lot of repeat guests because it just... Mm-hmm. You know, too interesting. But I was looking down the list. One that struck me was we interviewed Michael Newton in September 11th in 2008, and he has also since passed. But he didn't do a lot of interviews. Michael Newton was he wrote a lot of classic books, Life Between Lives, you know, Destiny of Souls. They still remain strong sellers today. But I remember trying to get him on the show because I read the book and getting his home number and calling him and talking to his wife, you know, and they were both getting up in years, and I had to like convince him to come on the show. But he was an excellent interview, and when we talk about it, I mean, we've interviewed a lot of people that had that researched reincarnation and children with past life memories, but.
Right.
Michael was more interested in the time in between lives, where people would meet up with their soul groups and have various experiences. So You probably, well, I know you listen to that show because you said you listen to every one, but have you ever read
well,
any
of it? Remember every show? Yeah. Well, probably not, but I do kind of remember reading his book.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very interesting, the live between lives. And I think there was other authors that kind of studied that as well. Who's that guy, that psychiatrist with the, it's about past life regression and just going
Weiss.
Into...
Yeah,
Brian Weiss.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was an interesting... Yeah, we'd never had Brian on the show, so I mean, we'll have to do that one of these days. But all right, we're gonna get our first break out of the way, and when we come back, we'll have a lot more talking about some of these great shows. So stay with us, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death, and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
Am I Psychic is a mobile app designed using statistics, science, and parapsychological protocols to test psychic ability using fun games. Each game has two unique modes. In psychokinesis mode, influence the game using mind over matter ability. In extrasensory perception mode, guess which random option will be chosen. Am I Psychic can store your results in an anonymous database used to eventually publish in academic journals. Available on the App Store and Google Play. Go to ampsychicapp.com and be a part of proving psychic phenomena to the world. Some profits will be donated to the Rhine Research Center.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio, and we're kind of going down memory lane, and Roman just pointed out to us on the break, which I was shocked, that this is our 527th show. That's a lot of shows. Yeah. Thanks for letting us know about that.
Someone
keep... Yeah. So, Roman, you put together sort of a top 10 list of your favorite shows. I guess you ripped off Letterman on that.
Oh, that's right, all the way from Wahoo, Nebraska.
So why don't we go through some of your favorites? Let's see if it's some of ours, you know.
Well, actually, this is the list that I put together are just facts about the show, like top 10 interesting facts about the
show.
Okay, number one being the first show, okay, that was July 20th, 2006. Any guesses on who the guest was?
I don't
first
know.
First guess, Dr. Gary Schwartz.
Yeah, that would have been my guess. Yeah,
absolutely. So number two, you stole it out of my mouth. Total number of shows to date, as of today's date, 527. The number three fact, interesting fact, is most appearances by a non-medium guest, and that's 10 shows. Any guesses?
Yeah, Lloyd Auerbach.
You got it. Absolutely. Right. And the number four fact, the medium with the most appearances as a non-host. There's a tie for that one. Who do you think?
Oh, well, mediums as a non-host.
Yes.
I don't know.
Joanne Gerber and Doreen Molloy.
Oh, written together. Okay. Because, of course, Doreen.
They each have 11 appearances as non-hosts. Because if you get into host, it gets really murky. So I decided to create that as a category. Number of gathering shows, including today's. Guess how many?
Well, I mean, if you figure 12 a year, because
we didn't have it
at the beginning. It's
100. Today is the 100th gathering episode.
Did
you know that? And the thing is, though, that's if you do all the gatherings. The first two shows that were gathering-style shows were not named The Gathering. It's by your third show that you call it The Gathering.
Oh.
So
what
really,
did we call it?
Oh, you just called it get-togethers or something like that. I forgot what it was called. But
right.
The first time, it was the third show. Number six fact, the first show of every month was named. Oh yeah, the first show that was called The Gathering was on May 29, 2008. So that was the third show that was a gathering. And then you also had conference shows where you're away. That usually happens in November.
Right.
And you know how many of those shows you did? This is the number seven fact.
I'd say six.
Nine
wow.
shows. Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
And then you had another type of show, and this is fact number eight, the number of listener call-in shows, not including The Gathering. So those are far and few in between, and that totals six. And guess how many different mediums appeared on the show so far?
Well, probably 25.
Very close, 30.
Yeah. 30
different mediums. And the total number of unique non-medium guests is 201. That's my number 10 fact. So if you look at the 201 plus 30 plus the different people that have hosted, including you, Fran, Tom, and Melissa, and myself, we had 236 different people that have been on the air on this show. How's that sound?
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like I'm learning about things I never contemplated. So.
Well, you know, once you put in the spreadsheets, you can do anything, you know?
You know what it does? It makes everybody appreciate the scarcity of good information that's out there.
Right.
Because it really is difficult to find credentialed guests that know what they're talking about.
And you know what, Fred? Over almost half your guests, as I was putting this list together, almost half of your guests, if not, I'd say so close to, I wish I calculated this, but have the either MD or PhD after their name.
Right.
Yeah, well, we did that by design, you know, we tried to get the most credible information. What did strike me as the years were going by is, you know, how many medical doctors are not only interested, but have done research in this field.
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't count them, but I would imagine we've probably had you know, somewhere around 15, 20 medical doctors at least.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
One show that comes to mind, a lot of people may not remember, this is a show we did September 13th of 2012 with a medical doctor, Dr. Ian Rubenstein. And he was, he still is a medical doctor in England, and he's also a medium. And, you know, it made me think, well, what kind of pressures he was under as he was treating patients. You know, professional ethics would mean that he can't get into seeing their dead relatives, but yet he did while he was treating them. Okay. And then eventually he just decided to throw caution to the wind and let the chips fall where they may. And a lot of patients that were sort of making up ailments as an excuse to come see him. He'd start examining them, and then, you know, they'd be getting readings. So I thought that was pretty cool.
But he saw them coming, so he locked his door, right?
Yeah. I guess he's still operating the same way. And listen, you know, we know that a lot of the mediums are also intuitive medically, so they sense ailments intuitively, and they use that as a tool in addition to the traditional medicine. So I think that's a powerful treatment tool when you can come at it from both sides, you know. So
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We
I think your most famous doctor guest probably, you know, it would be Dr. Eben Alexander, because he's been, you know, he's been on Oprah, and he, you know, when he came out with his book, and he's actually been on the show twice.
Yeah, that's right. And when he first came on, very early on, he wasn't quite well known, you know.
I think it was before the book was released. We had gotten a copy of the book prior to the release of it, and we had him on the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was an unknown man.
Mm-hmm. A guest that a lot of people, you know, probably don't remember, May 26, 2011, Maureen Seberg, she wrote a book called Tasting the Universe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a book about synesthesia. You know, she's a synesthete, which is when you experience several different senses at once. So you can taste colors.
Right, so the sense is outside of what you would normally know it to be.
Right.
So yeah, like tasting color is a great example. And it was a great book, and it was a great interview, and it was just a concept that very few people know about, but a lot of creative people talk about, because a lot of creative people actually have it.
Yep. I have a friend who is an incredible musician, and he's blind. He's completely blind. He didn't start out that way. He had that retinal, the macula degenerative retinal disease or something like that.
Yeah.
And what he was lacking in his vision, he's actually, when he hears music, he can actually visualize the music, which is what makes him so incredible. And he actually owns and operates a very, very popular studio in Queens, actually. And he's just completely incredible. It's mind-dropping.
Yeah. I just remembered another medical doctor that we had early on. Matter of fact, that the show was in 2008, September 25th, 2008. Dr. Alan Hamilton wrote a book called The Scalpel and the Soul. And as I recall, he was the consultant for one of the big TV shows.
Grey's Anatomy.
Was it Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy.
And he wrote a book about a lot of these non-physical experiences that happened in the operating room, which was one of the first medical doctors that wrote about these things. And that, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that one, check it out, Alan Hamilton.
Right, and I think that's why he was called in for Grey's Anatomy. And people who have been watching Grey's Anatomy from the very, very, very beginning, years ago, can see the change, because back then there were a lot of spiritual concepts coming into the show, like one of the doctors would die and another doctor get in the elevator and the deceased doctor would be there talking to them. So they had a lot of these elements of survival built into the show. And then there was some sort of a pushback on it. People were writing. People didn't like that. And so they cut it out of the show, and that's kind of sad. But it was...
Why do you think people push back on that?
I think it's the same people that think you shouldn't be talking to mediums. I think it's this whole religious culture that's in the United States that's not necessarily other places. And so, look, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. People who are happy with the show aren't writing in, "I'm happy with the show." People who are complaining about the show are writing about complaining about the show. So they always, you know, producers, directors, they're always looking to make people happy because that's how they get sponsors and that's how they make money, unfortunately. But.
And it's not only from the religious groups. It's probably from the, you know, the very scientific groups, the materialistic groups, I would say.
Materialistic, right, because we're seeing the scientific community that's really opening up to all this stuff, and it's nice to finally see that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I'm just running through the list here, and you're right, Roman. I think there's a lot more than 15 or 20 medical doctors that were on this show. We had one a doctor last year, Dr. Christopher Kerr, K-E-R-R, April 14, 2016, and Dr. Kerr is a hospice director at Buffalo Hospice. And
I remember that interview. That was a great one.
And he now openly discusses in various talks and presentations about what he's the experiences of the dying and how they
have
these encounters and visions and some people will call them dreams, but if they're dreams, they're reality dreams. You know, they're seeing deceased loved ones. So it's so fortunate for us all when you have doctors like that who defy, you know, their colleagues and mainstream thinking, and they just feel an obligation to get the information out there to people. So not only can you listen to his show on our archives, but if you look him up under TEDx. He's given a few talks too.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the guests that I really, really like that you've had on a couple of times also is Julie Beichel.
Oh.
I think she's very, very thorough in her analysis of everything, but she doesn't come off as a scientist. She comes off as a quirky, spunky, fun-loving, life-loving person that just, you know, is just giving it her all, and her all is really, really good.
Yeah. Well, she you know, lends a lot of credibility to the field. I mean, because not a lot of people apply the, you know, rigorous scientific controls to things like mediumship research.
Right. She does quintuple blind studies that there's no way that chance can creep into the equation.
Right. And you know what, Roman, I think that when you're a scientist in this field, you have to be a bit spunky because you have to put up with a lot of crap, you know?
Yeah, you got to throw it back, you know. I'm sure she gets a lot of it, but you know, she's the type of person, from what I've seen and what I've heard, that just fights right back.
Dr. Beichel in the laboratory is so clean and so perfect, and she's a stickler for every kind of detail. She doesn't want her science to be questioned.
Right.
So she makes sure that all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted and everything's going to go the way it's supposed to go, and, you know, and let the data speak. But you're right. Then when you're interviewing her, it's let's relax and talk about this and be happy about what we found. And I like those two sides of her. I think that's great for reaching out to the public and allowing the public to embrace the work that Dr. Beichel's doing.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. You know,
Roman, when you did that spreadsheet for us, I saw, you know, another repeat guest that we've had over the years, is Tom and Lisa Butler.
Yes.
You know, who are, you know, experts in EVP. And I've been running an organization, the name change of the organization.
ITC?
It used to be the American Association of
Electronic
Voices.
And then it's trans community.
Oh, yeah, A-Trans.
Something trans, IATC or something like that.
A-Trans-C. But the thing about that I enjoyed, not only their knowledge and the rigor that they put into the research, but they were when they were on the show, they would usually supply examples, you know, recordings of EVP, which were really intriguing when you play them on the air. And
they had Type A's or class. What was it? Class A.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a couple of Class A's that they brought in. I know they had that one with the daughter telling the dog to sit or something like that. I remember
that
one, and it was quite fascinating. I got into it as a result of that show. I downloaded the software. I forgot what it was called. It's Prodigy or something like that. And, you know, recorded in various locations in my house. And I got one thing where my son said, "I'm here." I heard it clear as day. And it took about 2 weeks to get that one little message. And you know what? I just wish I had the time to do it, but I didn't have any time anymore.
Kids being born
and everything.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and dedication. I mean, they tell you that you literally have to make a date with spirit, you know, and you have to keep that date every week. So it's a huge process. But I also remember having Tom and Lisa Butler at our Afterlife conference in 2008, and they did a live capture from a random person that just volunteered from the audience, or maybe they picked someone from the audience, I don't remember, and recorded it right then and there. And they got a Type A recording right at the conference.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it really was. I think everybody kind of sat there with their mouths open. It was so fabulous.
Yeah, because it doesn't usually
work like that.
I was amazed at it.
Well, maybe it was a very receptive audience. Because, you know, it's all people that really are into that kind of thing. And just because of the being open to that just kind of encouraged that kind of phenomenon to occur.
Yeah, and it was also a significant message, as I recall.
From a woman's deceased husband, and he identified himself by his name.
I think George.
George, right. Yeah.
I've seen mediums like that actually do that. They pull names out of thin air, and it's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, but I think in this case, I think you're right, Roman. The energy in that room was really beautiful, and I think that's something that we've been fortunate to experience at our conventions when we do it, because our conventions are very oriented towards honoring spirit and honoring the process and the people that come to our afterlife conferences are coming out of love and compassion. And I think when you have that environment in a room, you know, as opposed to some of these other crazy things that are going on that turn out to be more like dog and pony shows, I think when you've got a room full of people who really want to embrace this stuff, I think the environment is ripe for spirit to cooperate with Tom and Lisa Butler. I mean, it was just perfect.
Yeah. And then, you know, in a related, since we're talking about EVP, we had a show with Cal Cooper, who's now Dr. Cal Cooper, April 30th, 2015. I was talking about his book, Phone Calls from the Dead, you know, which based on the work of Alex Tanis. And, you know, even years back, you know, before we had all these fancy recorders, on regular landline phones, people, even the rotary phones, you know, people used to pick up lines, and sometimes they were off the hook, on the hook, unplugged, and they would get messages from beyond. So there's a long history of this. It's not just because of our today's technology.
Right. Absolutely. Well,
Yeah, we're going to go.
Go ahead.
We're going to take a short break. We come back. There's a lot more to talk about. Many more guests to discuss. And if anybody has their own favorite guest they'd like to join in, give us a call. The number here is 888-627-6008. We're going to now take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. We're sitting here with Roman Karpichka and Fran, and I'm Bob. Tom and Melissa could not make it tonight, and we look forward to them coming back next month. And Roman, I know you mentioned that you have a whole bunch of favorite shows. What were some of yours?
I like all the shows with Dean Radin. I think Dean Radin is incredible. He's a true gentleman. He's level-headed as they get in terms of his approach to this whole subject of spirituality. And he's very knowledgeable. The experiments that he comes up with are very, very convincing. His experiments about precognition, for example, it's better than chance, and he goes and proves it with odds of like a billion to one. I don't know exactly what the statistics were, but he's another guy that scientifically, methodically, just goes out to set out that to prove, you know, there's more to the world than the material. And
right.
He does it with an extremely level head and in an extremely gentle way, which is great.
Yeah, and if you got into a debate with a skeptic, you'd want Dean, on your side, because
we did witness that a few years ago when this is going back to the Oprah on, I think she was on one of the other networks. She did not have the Oprah network yet, mm-hmm. and she had Alison Dubois and John Edward on, and an audience that was populated probably deliberately with skeptics because she didn't believe in this at that point. And in the audience, because he was supposed to have been on the stage, but she would not permit it, was Dean Radin. And she had planted in the audience a woman who claimed to be a scientist who then stood up and said, there's absolutely no science behind this stuff. And she was going on and on and on and on and on. And we're just sitting there waiting for Dean to say. And then Dean just got right up and said, no, you're wrong. And with such logic and beautiful delivery, he just closed off the whole. I mean, he was literally at the end of the show, closed off the whole show with everybody understanding in no uncertain terms that, yes, what these mediums were doing was real. And it was beautiful, and he delivered it so perfectly. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely right, Roman.
Yeah. He's definitely my favorite guest.
And people should realize, I mean, he's a senior scientist at IONS, but and the reason that his work is so important, I mean, even though he doesn't directly do any survival research, you know, he's supportive of it, but you have to believe in the stuff that he develops from his experiments to believe in life after death, because his work shows that our mind can extend beyond the brain, and that's a prerequisite for your consciousness living on after the death of the physical body. So that's why his work is so important. Who else you have on your list?
Well, I definitely like the scientists that you had that deal with those type of subjects about, you know, consciousness beyond the body. One of them was Dr. Alan Botkin, who is really, really cool with his IADC and induced after death communication, I believe it's called.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, very fascinating. When I first read about it, that, you know, virtually anybody can have an afterlife encounter with loved ones through this technique. It just fascinated me, and that actually got me to find Mo Hanna, who was another guest of yours. She was one of his students, and
she's
just incredible as well in terms of her knowledge of that whole process. And she's just a really, really good. She presents herself very well as a good teacher and as a good mentor into this field. And, you know, the science of IADC I find extremely fascinating. And from the books that I've read, the people that have experienced it, I think there's like a very high success rate, 80 to 90%.
And unfortunately, I'm stuck in the 5%, or I'm just too grounded. I don't know, maybe with that particular technique. But it never actually really worked on me. But doesn't mean I don't believe in it, because I've seen and I've read too much to not believe in it. And I think just that science, because it's so different from everything else, was very fascinating to me.
Yeah, and the thing that's so attractive to a lot of people about that induced after-death communication is that it's something that you don't have to work very hard at it. It's based on a technique, you know, that came out of EMDR with rapid eye movements, and so that, you know, one or two sessions and really somebody's doing the work for you and facilitates an after, you know, death communication. So that's
I think that's the key, and maybe that's where you didn't hit the nail on the head, Roman. You really have to allow the process to happen. You can't walk in with expectations, and I think that's how Dr. Botkin stumbled upon IADC. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the first one to find this, to make the mistake in EMDR therapy, and to realize research and realize that he was able to create this induced after-death communication, which later a lot of people tried to imitate, but not successfully. So, you have to allow the process. You really have to be the lazy patient.
Yeah.
And just
the process is very painful emotionally, because you have to put yourself to the moment of trauma where the first trauma occurred, like, which is really, really hard on you. And I couldn't take doing it anymore. It was just a little bit too much for me personally.
Right.
Because I had to put myself back to the moment, you know.
They strip you down to
your I mean, you're bawling your eyes out. You're freaked out, you know, and I just couldn't take it. So that,
but,
I mean, so it is hard, but it's instant. It's very quick.
Yeah, right.
Right, and then Dr. Mohanna, who studied under Dr. Botkin, and we've had her at several of our grief retreats, and she's going to be at the one in January again. I mean, the research she does on her own in this area and looking into other devices and things that can help people through their grief, she's just an amazing, amazing person.
She actually helped me completely with my grief. She is totally responsible for turning my life around.
Yeah.
And she's the one that actually told me about you guys.
Yeah.
So I'm eternally grateful to her. She's amazing. Well, and you know what? I'm walking distance from her house. Can you believe it? It was like a sign from God. I was looking up Alan Botkin, then I looked up his students who's nearby. Oh, I can walk to her house from my house. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. And she's only like one of maybe 20 people in all of the United States that are at that level, you know, like directly taught by him.
Yeah.
So,
you know, we were talking before about, you know, some of the medical doctors, and you have to mention Bruce Grayson, who's been on the show a few times, a medical doctor. I think his last show was July 14th, 2014. But there's a medical doctor who's devoted most of his career to research of near-death experience. I mean, he's a giant in the field, and approached it, you know, from as a scientist would, and those in the near-death experience community are indebted to him for bringing this into the light, so to speak. You know, so
I would say both him and Ray Moody are. Ray Moody's the pioneer of NDE. He coined the term, and he's the one that formalized the study of it. But Bruce is right there with him.
Yeah, and I think we had Raymond Moody on the show too, way back. You know,
way back.
And another medical doctor who also works at the University of Virginia is Jim Tucker, you know, who's now his research is in reincarnation and, you know, past life memories of children. So there are a lot of credible people that it's not a hobby. I mean, they devote their whole careers to this. So, you know, when you have people that are in grief and they have these experiences and they're trying to figure out whether this is really real or is it a product of their imagination, you know, listen to some of these people speak. You know, go into the archives and, you know, these are extremely intelligent scientists.
Absolutely.
You know, well-credentialed who do this work. You
right.
know, so when you take all the evidence from all of them collectively, you reach a conclusion that has to be right. That's what happened with you, Roman, isn't it?
It's exactly what happened with me. And you know, after my son passed away, being a Christian, first thing I did is I turned to the Bible. I read it four times, cover to cover. Well, the four books. Not the New Testament, just the Old Testament. The New Testament, not the Old Testament. And it brought me a little bit of comfort, but not enough. And I just wanted to learn more. And what started me looking at other possibilities was there was that book about that priest that died and went to heaven. He was in a car crash, and he spent 20 minutes in heaven or something like that. I'm going, what the heck is this? Wow, this is amazing. And that just, you know, the guy had an NDE, and that's what just turned me on to the whole subject of the afterlife and what's going on with that. You know, I think it's one of the most important subjects that to mankind, but yet, you know, despite how important it is, it's relatively ignored.
Yeah. Actually two guests that I recall for those who may have children who are exhibiting, you know, intuitive abilities. We had on the show once or twice Dr. Athena Drews and Karen Goody, both of them who specialize, well, they do a lot of things, but one of their specialties is children who exhibit these abilities. I think Athena Drews wrote a book called Kids Who See Ghosts, and it's wonderful. I mean, the interviews, you look them up in the archives, and they teach you, or they in their books, about how to deal with these children and to embrace it. And don't you can do a lot of harm by dismissing it and not acknowledging what's really happening.
Yep. So, you know, my son who passed away was a twin. He had a twin sister who was 5 years old. Well, he was five when he passed away, and he would visit his twin sister all the time. She said, yeah, he pops out of the bathroom wall, and there he is. I see him as clear as day. And, you know, the instinct would be, no, you're imagining things, you know. But knowing better, now it's like, no, you embrace it, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her, I said, embrace it. Don't ever let that go. Don't let people tell you that it's not true. Because the minute you start believing it's not true, guess what? You're going to lose that ability.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And she lost. Unfortunately, she lost that ability. I mean,
yeah. Well, that's what happens lots of times, yeah. Because it gets weaned out of a.
You just get so occupied with the physical world. It's, you know, it's,
yeah,
a part of it.
Right.
Yeah, it,
absolutely,
may come back.
But you know, there's a reason. There might be a reason for why we don't all know inherently that life goes on. Because, let's face it, if things aren't going your way, you know, you off yourself and start over, you know, reset button like on a video game, right? So, I don't know. I think that, there, you know, a little bit of mystery might be a good thing.
Well, we've reached the end of the hour. You could do with 527 shows, there's a lot to do, but no time. Fran, you want to wrap
this up? Sure. We now ask our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Robin Murray, Peter Pye, Peanut Enton, Mark Eckenbarger, Fred Folger, Michael Tim, David Haith, Glenna Irwin, Miriam Pierzga, Diane Archangel, Isabel Ginsberg, Vince Mattia, Lauren Ramnath, Rich LeBly, Helen Montalto, Cynthia Post, Evelyn Ingram, Tina Young, Donna Mello, Matt Mello, Veronica James, Alex Hanna, Catherine Pye, Jerry Diana, Max Vanken, Linda Ellis, Eddie Coons, Sandy Raybould, and Ed O'Brien. Now let us as one consciousness give our energy of loving thought by praying like this: to love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away,
and science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.